This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This episode is brought to you by CarMax. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because CarMax believes you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car they sell has CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive. CarMax. The way car buying should be. Start shopping now at CarMax.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. I am the big guy, Ryback. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend to all of you ladies and gentlemen out there streaming live on Instagram and TikTok, the big guy, Ryback 22. Thank you guys for all the love and support and for checking out the Ryback Show on the live streams. This show, though, we are featured on YouTube at Ryback TV, where you are the co-host of this show. Your questions are answered to the best of my ability, health, fitness, supplementation, pro wrestling, mindset, and anything and everything in between. The ebb and flow of the show goes where your questions go, ladies and gentlemen, and I do my best to try to answer things as honestly and to the best of my knowledge on any given topic. With that, we are streaming also on Twitch at Ryback Rules and Twitter at Ryback. This show is available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. If you listen to the show, you enjoy the show. I highly suggest and would appreciate if you could swing on over to iTunes for the Ryback Show and leave a positive review. It greatly helps the cause. This show, this podcast, is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors like those other guys. For men and women, vegan friendly, he, she, and thee on feedmemore.com. ryback.com. We have all the new Ryback merch as well. I've got this cool protein shake shirt. We've got all kinds of merch on there, weightlifting, only gains. So I made a post yesterday with the only gains. The women have their only fans. Us guys have our only gains. A lot of cool different designs over there as well. I've got the stupid shirts back. Those are my most popular videos on social media going stupid. And so we've got all that stuff as well as the best supplements on the planet. And you can save 20% discount code RYBACKSHOW20. That's RYBACKSHOW20 on feedmemore.com. And your love and support is greatly appreciated. First sip of my Starbucks decaf coffee. I'm well into a 24-hour fast that gets to end around 7:30 tonight, 7:25. Ends at 7:25 tonight. Maybe even a couple. It's actually technically probably 7:23. After I always finish my last meal, I look right at the clock after and I eat and go take everything into the kitchen, do the dishes, whatnot. I go, okay, 7:30. Because I always have it. I'm not like exact with it, but I'll be as close as possible. But last night, I'm pretty sure 7:23 on the dot, but I saw the clock at 7:25. So 7:25, 7:30 will be when the fast is broken. I did my cold tub, hot tub up early again today. And highly recommend if you guys have access to do a cold plunge, to do a cold bath, the way to do it, if you don't like, I've got a cold tub that was, it's in like NFL locker rooms. Like they wrapped it with my Ryback Rules logo and Feed Me More years ago. They did it all for free because they do professional for sports with that. And it plugs in outside next to my hot tub. My hot tub's across from it. And I have an individual unit because I ain't trying to like hang out in the cold tub. They have bigger ones, like the hot tub size where like for like that's for like team training where like afterwards like 3, 4, or 5 players can get into a cold tub together. Ain't nobody getting into a cold tub with me at home. It's not like I'm like, hey, babe, you want to go do the cold tub? No, we're going to the hot tub with that. And it's just not, you're not doing that. And so I got the single unit where I slide all the way in all the way up to my neck. And I did that for 11, 12 minutes today. And then in the hot tub for about 30 minutes after, but it is great. It releases endorphins, adrenaline. It puts you in a very good mood. And let me take a look here. What do we got here? Yep, we're going to go ahead and we're going to detach from Twitch. Give me 1 second. Twitch, unfortunately, we'll get some people that try to spam and ruin the show by putting really, really long things like the emojis and different things to try to take up the whole chat. And we just detach because we don't get good numbers on Twitch anyways, because that is a WWE partnered platform and they have me heavily restricted on there as well. So don't really care, but thank you for trying anyways. And you can't Twitch. I've messaged StreamYard. They don't let you block people from Twitch on through the app on this. So we'd have to go back like what I'll do. And people sometimes will change their names and whatnot, but we go and we can usually find them and get them blocked. The public enemy, XO. If anybody could report that for the account, if you're on Twitch and that they're spamming chats, it would be greatly appreciated. That will be one way to kind of combat the people. And it's unfortunate we even have to deal with this, but at this stage of the game, it's obsessed fans. If you've seen the movie, The Fan with Robert De Niro, this is all that it is, with crazed, possessed wrestling, quote unquote, marks. And we just got to meat hook shell shock and keep moving forward. But the cold tub, it releases endorphins and it's very, very good for you. It's better if you get, like, if you don't have access to a cold tub, or they sell much cheaper ways to do it. Like they sell barrels and things you could sit in outside and put, the thing is you got to fill them up with ice and water still. And you don't need to go buy something for that. You could use your tub. And all you have to do is go to you fill it up with cold water. And, you know, it's going to, unless you have an ice machine at home. I mean, how many people realistically have an ice machine at home? Not a lot, probably, right? And that's an investment in itself if you're going to buy an ice machine. But it could pay off. That is one thing. One, some people do. They buy a big ice machine, and then they buy a big metal tub, and then they keep it right next to them. That's how they do their cold tub with that, right? But you could just fill the easiest, most efficient way. And what I used to do before I got my cold tub, that I could just go jump in, it stays at 42 degrees, is buy a bunch of bags of ice, and I don't know how many you would need, but fill the ice tub with the ice and the water, and then do it. And it might be something you only do once a week, you know, with that, but because it's probably a little bit of a pain. You got to go. I had to remember having to go buy bags of ice. I used to do that at hotels on the road with WWE. This is when my groin was really bad before I had that core muscle tear thing. I wrestled with it for like 7 months, and then it was two of them tore. I had to get it fixed. Never should have wrestled with it to begin with. That's a whole other story. But that's just the name of the game. But I used to do cold. The hotels would have the ice machines. I would fill them up with trash bags or whatever the bags they had, like for the laundry. And I'd walk it back and dump them in the tub when I needed to do a cold bath on the road. And I there was a stretch when I was really, really bad where I was doing it every night. But there, I do it now. It ranges. I could do it sometimes just once a week. Sometimes I do it a few times a week. And I love it. But I highly recommend it. Super chat, Ryan Bullington, thank you very much, buddy. Hey man, wanted to know if you ever accept any merchandise sent to you. I wanted to send you a couple of my company shirts. I own Polar Refrigeration. Brother, if you got 4X shirts, I will take 4X shirts all day long. And if you send it to my PO box, which is actually in the description, because we do the thing for the fan mail on there for people that want autographs, since I don't do appearances or anything with that. But if you want to send something to the PO box and you got 4X shirts, brother, or if they're tank tops, I'll do 2X, 2 or 3X in a tank top and 4X in a shirt. The big guy's happy. I will wear, as long as it is not something negative and hateful, you know, or political or anything, and it's a 4X shirt, there's pretty much nothing I won't wear. You give me a nice, comfortable 4X shirt that makes me look good. That, like, this is for, like, I don't think a lot of people realize that when I wear shirts, they'll be like, oh, I saw it on one of my posts the other day. They're like, man, is everything okay? You look like you're getting really small. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm only going to bed at 285, 90 pounds. I post pictures of my body all the time. I'm sorry that this one photo, that wearing a 4X shirt, I look small, that I completely fill out for the most part. And there's some 4XLs that are bigger than others, but just what you deal with. They're like, oh, your forearms are looking tiny. I'm like, my forearms are as big as they've ever been. Like my weight is the same as it's always been. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but I guess, and it's usually some guy over in India or another country, like a kid that tells everybody they look skinny and he weighs 125 pounds, right? That's usually what it is. Other big people don't say that because they know how hard it is and how much work it takes. It's usually people that have no concept of size. And like I said, throw me a 4XL. I will, and you send it to the PO box. I'll wear a refrigeration t-shirt. I don't care. I'll wear it. I'll wear it to the gym. I'll get a hell of a pump wearing a refrigeration shirt. Let's see here. And thank you in advance. Another super chat here. Tyler Shook ruined early today. Sup, HBK versus Guerrero was supposed to happen at WrestleMania 22. Unfortunately, we got robbed of seeing a 5-star classic. I'm not aware of that. I don't know where you heard that, and I wouldn't. Who knows? I don't. But I don't know. Who knows how good or how bad something would have been? I would imagine. I think the general consensus would be that match would be good. But I think it's dependent on the story and what kind of story was told and how much time they had and what kind of match it was. There's a lot that goes into that. And what their chemistry is. Some guys have really good chemistry together. Some guys you don't have quite as much. But I would think with those two guys, the chemistry would be there. Now, timing, and that's another thing. Sometimes timing with people could be off. Some people have great timing on everything. Some people have okay timing on everything. Some people are good at certain things and not as good on others. And so it's like there's a lot that goes into what would make a match. And, you know, I've never been, the star ratings, you know, or a very odd thing to me. Everyone's going to have their preference of what they think is a great match or a bad match. what they're looking for. I think a great wrestling match is so much more than just technical wrestling stuff. I think it is, and it moves. There's a lot. It's crowd reaction at the right times, taking them on a roller coaster ride, the electricity. You know, Rock Hogan to this day, I think, is still one of the all-time greatest matchups that have ever taken place on that. And I could watch that all day long and be more excited than a lot of stuff you see today with it. And it doesn't mean that the stuff today is, it's just different with it, but there's a lot, and there's the charisma and the star power and how people perceive that person. That's why I said the big thing in pro wrestling that's really important is making megastars. People that everyone's goal in wrestling should be to be as most popular on social media as possible and be stars of the world. Because when you are a star of the world, people will tune in to watch you do your thing with that. And it's very, really, really, really important. And the more stars they have on their shows, just basic math, and the people, if you got people and they all have big followings, a portion of those followings are going to watch the TV show. And that is where I think the companies really, really, really need to stress to the talent the importance of getting on social media and hustling and getting your star power up individually. And then, and obviously, dependent on the roles that you're playing, where they can enhance that. And if you're playing not as good roles, at least you're growing your star power as a person. And that's why I think it's really, really important to be yourself on social media and grow your star power with it, which is one of the reasons I'm really vocal on getting my social media free from WWE's restrictions. There are legal restrictions that I've talked about a million times. I can't wait to be victorious in this because it's super important with that. But yeah, I would have, I think no doubt that would have been a solid matchup, but like I said, there's a lot that goes into it. Let's see here. Getting into some questions. Good to see all of you guys. Scuba Steve, I appreciate you coming in. We're going to shell shock you out of Rybackville, though. Thank you for watching, though, buddy. Go create another account. Ryback, what do you think of 10 milligrams of melatonin for sleep? So we have melatonin, and I don't believe we have 10 milligrams. I think it's, I don't know off the top of my head if it's 3 milligrams or 5 milligrams of the melatonin and the GTS go to sleep. But I am a fan of it, but not in high dosages. And there's some people that take a lot of it with that. But it is, I think if you take that alone and that works really well for you, then I say keep doing it, man. But if you haven't, I would check out our GTS Go to Sleep by Feed Me More Nutrition. It's 5-star rated, it's a very, 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 very good product. And I contribute it to a lot of my success, being able to get to bed and get up early every morning. Like I said, beat the stock market up. I like to be up as early as I can to see the pre-market trading, and before I, whatever investments, if I'm going to do some trades throughout the day and do a little homework, and I do a little at night and before the market opens. And it's important to get up early because I do all my other Feed Me More Nutrition business and stuff. And the better I do in my investments, the better everything else is. So, but that is, if you like the melatonin, my man, stick with it. Good to see all of you guys. Hello, hello. And Nicholas says, hopefully you get your settlement approved. By the way, I'm one of the ones that has been commenting on your Twitter post. Thank you very, very much, buddy. And I have my deposition for mid-August. And I'm well prepared. And the good thing is all I have to do is go in and just keep telling the truth. And they're done. And they had to, like I said, they canceled the deposition that was supposed to be August 4th. It's been put off now for like 6 weeks, on their part because they're not prepared. They don't have anything, and there's nothing they're going to be able to do that's going to prevent me from just going in there, staying cool, calm, and collected, and just answering truthfully to the WWE attorney or attorneys. And we'll see. And it's like I'm genuinely excited to actually to go. And I think, I don't know if it's over a video conference. I wish the attorney was in person. That would be a beautiful thing with that. And and just sit across the table and answer his questions with a smile on my face on every single one. But we're prepared. We're just going to go in with the facts, and that settlement that they had proposed, we'll see if they decide to meet the remainder of my terms and get that done, then that will be done and out of the way. But I'm not backing down, and I'm committed all the way through. And they've already done all the damage they're going to do on all my social media and stuff. Still the most followed pro wrestler behind The Rock on TikTok. I mean, they've shut me out. Like, my Twitter's dead. What can I do? But I mean, you guys all can see it. You can see the difference on things. And even in my other accounts, there's things that have been, Instagram was shut down for years. Instagram, and we finally got through to somebody that we believe fixed that account to some degree. And they had said there was an internal thing through their support and just left a heartfelt message. Like, what would you do if you were in this position? You know, I just want you to, like, you know, when you're not being seen, and they got rid of, they had me shadow banned for 6 months. They got rid of all of that. And now you see my Instagram posts get traction again, not nowhere near what I think someone from my following should, but better than not being seen at all. You know, Twitter's and YouTube are the two next important ones for me. YouTube's really important. And we've grown the following. We're about to hit 404,000, but my numbers are at their all-time lows. You know, you could look at anybody. There are 82 people in here live, you know, with over 403,000 followers, currently almost 404. And that number is the exact same as when I first created my channel, when I had 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, and I would do something. That's the same amount of people that would come in live. That should go up. And it's not because they keep you limited on how many of your subscribers get notifications. They'll let some of them get them, but the majority of them that have them on don't. And then that limits people that, oh, didn't even know you were recording, didn't even know you had a video, thought you stopped recording. So it's up to me, though, to be very proactive on that. And we are, and we're gonna win. Ryback, how much flooding of your area? My area didn't get flooded at all. You guys, I think a lot of that stuff, there were parts. Vegas used to get rained all the time, much more than we have. We had a long, long drought. But that always, flooding here was always normal, like in certain areas. And they've got a great system from everything I've seen. And I've always lived in areas where it's never been significant with that. And, you know, and before, I remember too, and when I had my truck, which I can't wait to have my other one, that they, I would be able to drive that if there was anything, and never have to worry about the water levels in the road and whatnot. You know, in a car, you know, if I had my Challenger or my Charger, then you gotta be a little more careful in certain areas if you're out driving. But it's. And there was a new casino that had a flood inside. They never had rain like this. But it's rained really hard the last couple of weeks, sporadically, and for short periods of time. And a couple of those was a little longer. But it's nowhere near as bad as what I think they put out there on things, where people think, like, oh, man, Vegas is underwater after not. No. Nah, I think it's just we live in a time where anybody will do anything to get clicks. And if they could portray something in a way that will get attention, they will. And because I've seen multiple comments on, like, man, how are you dealing with the floods? I'm just like, what? It's sunny and I'm in a desert. Sean says, feed me more nutrition. What should I get to lose weight? I would check out, Sean, our Shell Shock weight management formula. You could check out the ISO Hungry Protein is really good. That we have, depending on your age, the big guy male performance formula could be very beneficial if you are in your mid-20s or up, even if you're a little younger, that supplement could be very beneficial, as it is an all-natural testosterone booster. But there's really, I think, a proper diet and using the BMR calculator on the feedmemore.com website and the shell shock weight management formula is something that is it's our best seller. And for a good reason. It works like everything else, but that's the number one thing people tend to be the most interested in. Raghav Chalwa, thank you for the super chat. Incoming, all caps, coffee money, have to start this here. Coffee money here to start the show. Thank you very much, buddy. The Big Guy's Coffee and Shoulder Massage Fund. We got another shoulder session coming up this weekend. Hope you're doing well over in the heat of England. Tyler, another super chat. Shugru in the house. I miss pay-per-views like Judgment Day, Unforgiving, No Way Out, Armageddon, etc. Wish they would bring them back. Yeah, those were all a lot of fun. WWE had... I enjoyed all that stuff too. And there was a time where I felt like they really went all out on the different sets and like the themes of the pay-per-view. And I was always a fan of the pay-per-views where they, you know, where they really went all out with the theme. Like I loved WCW Halloween Havoc with the Halloween stuff. And I've went to a lot of them in Vegas at the MGM Grand. And it always had, I always just remember the Slim Jim stuff and the Halloween and the pumpkins and the ghost and like all the, I just like that. I like that stuff. I like the themed pay-per-views where each one has its own unique feel. And now even too, like they have like now, I love the technology that they use with like the LED boards and then the ramps and having the graphics on the flooring and on the walls. I love the 3D images that they use with like the animations that they do with the performers, you know, like Roman Reigns is a really, really cool, and all of them they do are really cool. I think that all that stuff is just top notch and with that. But if like, you know, I used to like what with WWE Fastlane where they would have like some sports cars out there, like different ones, right? I just think that like, you know, Money in the Bank where they've got the money trucks out there and in the, with the logos. I just think I just like stuff themed and where it's more than just the graphics of the show, where they actually have physical objects there, you know, as well. I think it really adds to each one, but that's tough when you're running a lot, 12 pay-per-views a year. And I think there were some years they did 13 or 14, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm with you, man. I liked all those, but every time this period's going to have different shows and the big ones, you know, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series. And I don't even think those are the big four, but Survivor Series to me, it's the big three. To me, it's WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, and SummerSlam are the big shows of the year. Or at least I shouldn't say that, maybe this is the most looked forward to usually, I would say overall by people. Survivor Series, I don't think it is quite what it used to be. Not to say that it can't be. I just don't think it is much as it was put into it. And that may all change now with Triple H doing more creative. Do you think Karrion Kross will be champion soon? They're pushing him to main eventer already. He has the it factor. I don't know. I did see that he came back, and I think it looks like they have the package that they had down in NXT, right, with the Scarlet and Hunter's bringing him back and putting him in a big way. So I think instantly, I don't know what direction they're going to go with him, if he's going to be used to in the Drew McIntyre Roman Reigns feud, and if he's gonna be inserted into that, or is he gonna help Drew take one of the titles? I saw that there was a thing that maybe getting one of the titles. USA Network wants one of them on Raw, which I could see definitely being the case. Those networks want then, and I thought that it's never good to just have everything on one person, unless that person is like on both shows. which he's not all the time, right? And so I understand them wanting to, if they want to take one of the titles off, and that doesn't hurt Roman with where they're going, and he can with any of that. And we'll have to see. We'll have to see how he does and what kind of role he plays consistently over time on TV. You know, the roles previously did not take as well. He played them to the best of his ability. And I just think we just have to wait and see. But I think one thing is for sure is Triple H is Vince had people he liked. Triple H is going to be having people he likes. You got to remember, and when I was there, Triple H always had his guys, but Triple H had to fight for guys because Vince, and there was always conflict in the sense of Vince, it's his show, he's in charge of things. He's going to make the final call on what he wants. And, you know, I think it really opens up like what kind of relationship was really going on when we saw Stephanie was relieved of her duties there for a period. Hunter was relieved of all his duties in NXT and taken away. And then did Vince, you know, punish Karrion because he was one of Hunter's guys and Hunter wanted to use him in a top position. And so it makes you just kind of look back and go, man, was that really going on in that company to that level? And then now, but what it opens up is, man, Vince and the company is these were their only options of putting in Triple H and Stephanie in charge, because it all of a sudden they got blindsided with Vince having to take away. Like, that's me just telling you they're using just the resources that they have to run the company, which opens them up. I'm like, man, what else is going to happen? What else can change? You know, they're just operating on a day-to-day basis for this huge, huge, giant company with that. But Triple H is going to have his guys, and it's going to be interesting to see, you know, is Austin Theory still going to be, you know, that was someone Vince was high on. Was Hunter high on him? Or now is there playing the game? Vince is now literally taken out of his position on that. Hunter's going to go, hey, all the guys that you like, maybe I'm going to bury them now. Or maybe I'll do it in a different, more creative way. I'll do it over a longer, slower burn with that. This is what pro wrestling, what I'm telling you guys, if you're just a guy with a regular contract and you're not, and you don't have protection built into the roles that you're playing, you are open. Anybody is open for what happened to Karrion could happen to people now. What if Roman wasn't a Hunter guy? He could have that, even though he would still, Hunter's smart enough not to do that to him because he is their biggest star at the time. But hey, maybe they drop him down a few pegs over the next few years or whatever. Not saying that's the case. I think he likes Roman. And I think by everything I've known, there was never any issues with that. But who are going to be his guys? Who are not going to be his guys with that? And that's where you're going to see different talent pushed. And that's all that pro wrestling is. There's a new director in town, right? And so all pro wrestling, this is why I stress to you guys, it's all physical acting and people playing roles. And you could literally be playing the main event role and be the hottest thing, and they can go, oh, we're just going to pull you out of that, and you're not going to be in that role anymore. And that doesn't mean that you're worthless or that you're not talented or you didn't, you know what I mean? But that's what that business, if you don't have financial freedom and have stuff written into your contract at the time, they could toy with you any which way they want. And it is, so it's going to be interesting to see who starts getting pushed and who plays lesser roles as time goes on. What's going on? Good to see you guys. Love and support to all of you out there. Thank you. Thank you. There is no estimate on when the stuff, there's supposedly only three and a half months left of till the trademark goes to dispute, or till the trademark goes to decision, which that can take, I think, upwards. It could take anywhere from 3 to 6 months for a decision once all the evidence and all the testimony and the trial, all that is over. So we're in the final stage of everything being done to go to decision, a few more months. So realistically, long end, it could be upwards of 9 months. Short end, it could be 4 to 6 months. It's all over and done with. That settlement, though, WWE now, that's if it goes to decision and the settlement is not done. And not what we believe, and what I believe is, though, if they are, that the settlement will happen before it goes to decision. And if not, it goes to decision. I don't care with that. But on their end, they need it to probably happen before it goes to decision with that, so that they, the things that they need out of that, that they get. Tyler Shugru, who has the strongest spear, Goldberg, Roman, Lashley, or Rhino? I guess the only way, you are forgetting Edge's also in there. And Ricky Starks has a spear too, I believe. The only way you could calculate this and give you an answer, Tyler, is you would have to get, you would have to go through the history of each individual. You would have to count, and you would have to know how many spears they have delivered, how many pinfall each spear has gotten, and how many kickouts each spear has gotten. And in that, you could get a mathematical answer to your question that could not be argued or denied. Now, I can give you my opinion of who looks like they have the strongest spear that, that hits with the most impact. I'd say Goldberg. Goldberg, I think Goldberg has delivered the most intense spear. Now, I've taken spears from Roman. I've never taken a Goldberg spear. Roman has a very intense spear as well. But I've never, I wouldn't be able to compare because I've never taken one from the other people. Lashley, I like Lashley, but Lashley does the little twirly twirl at the end. Lashley, I would like Lashley just to do more of a Goldberg spear, but he made it his own and does the little tumble at the end with it. I'm not a fan, even though I think that takes athletic ability and doing that front flip kind of after the front bump after doing it. I like just a straight run through your opponent. But spears, you got to be careful. Roman does it very safely and effectively, as does everyone with that. But like, the harder you do hit someone, you could crack or break their ribs, and it does need to be done, as safely as possible. Batista also had a spear. That's correct. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what happens with Theory. But you never know. Hunter, that could be a way for Hunter to get back at Vince and bury Theory for Vince burying Cross, if you want to use that word burying, with that, making them play roles that people maybe didn't like or want to see them in or give them a fair chance in, right? What's going on? Good to see all of you guys. JECS Gaming says, I love the Wake Up Unlimited Energy and GTS. I just bought Shell Shock yesterday as well. I can't wait for that. 100 fire emoji at Ryback TV. Thank you very much, buddy. I appreciate all of you guys that support Feed Me More Nutrition and the guys buying the merch. And it can't say thank you guys enough with all of this. And I'm looking forward to really making this so much bigger with where everything's going to be going here. And once all this legal stuff is over and really just can't say thank you enough for you guys. And I give you guys my absolute best with all of this. Joseph says, you have the best deals on your email and text message alerts, big guy. Thank you very much. That's why I tell you guys, sign up for my email and text message program. I'm not like other companies that will spam you or blow you up. I literally give you my thought of the week with something that I feel might be able to contribute to your life from something that I've learned or read or dealt with, and a huge discount not made available. Like this past week, we gave out $50 off your orders of $125 and more. That is a massive discount. That's beneficial to people. That helps people. For a $125 order, you're paying $75 with that. We are hooking you up. You spend $200 with that. You're only paying $150, and you got free shipping on that. I give you a free shaker bottle with your orders. Like, this stuff is, I've learned ways in that and think through things and getting new customers, though, where I can reward my best customers who sign up for that. And I know that I can count on them every month on putting in their orders. And overall, it adds to that bottom line, if you will, overall revenue-wise. But I really am thankful, and that's why I do that for you guys. I don't have to do those deals. Every week I sit down and I think, what kind of deal, what can I do to give people something of value this week? And in some weeks I'm really creative, and other weeks it's, we'll just do a flat 35% discount, a flat 25% discount. This week we'll do $25 off or $30 off this amount, right? Buy one, get one free occasionally. Just random things to entice people to try the best supplements on the planet. So thank you. Hey, Walter, a good thing for shrugs. Obviously, the different things that I do for shrugs are either barbell shrugs, then you have dumbbell shrugs. And I've got these things, these hooks called, they're called Trapeasy. These hand hooks, and they have a metal hook that goes down so that you can hook dumbbells and you don't got to bend all the way over to pick them up off the floor. And it just makes getting them up way easier. I use those a lot too when I work out at home. But dumbbell shrugs are another thing you could use off the rack. You grab them with your hands with the dumbbells. The Smith machine, I'm a big fan of Smith machine shrugs, especially when there's different angles. Some go different angles on the Smith machine. Those are really, really good. And you could do nice controlled reps with those. And you could also throw on some serious weight on those and keep yourself locked in, and you're not as wobbly as with a barbell with that. There's a Hammer Strength has these deadlift machines where you put the weights on that can be used to do shrugs with the handles. Those are at most gyms as well. I'm a big fan of those as well. Something more random is you could if you're on a back row machine, when you've got the attachments for a back row and you get one of the long lat straight bars, you could actually, while on those row machine like things where for rowing for your back for the cable rows, you put the straight bar attachment and you lean all the way back and you keep your feet against it, and so you're lying down now on the bench and you shrug up lying down with the straight bar. Can give you that. That's another way to do. I don't do those as often. I used to do those when I was younger a little more, but I got so damn strong. I needed more weight, but those are really, really good. Those are good to do like three second squeezes, 5 second squeezes as well. And it can be very, very beneficial. Joseph, thank you very much. You said you've been a 3.5 year customer of Feed Me More Nutrition. Man, thank you, thank you, thank you. I've never thought about that. If I didn't have the Shell Shock as my finisher, what finisher would I use? I would have to give that some thought. I had the Backpack Stunner before Shell Shock, but that was, I would never do that again. That would be my number. I would prefer to do the Backpack Stunner as my finisher. That would have been called Shell Shock if I could have, but it was so bad for my back. And then I just did it on live events, and I didn't do it all the time, but I did it way too much. And that contributed with my disc stuff, with my ankle injury, with my disc wearing out. And I'll never do bumps like that ever again, though. Ever, ever, ever. Not worth it. So I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I would put a lot of thought into it, though, and find a move that I felt that I could do to everybody. And yeah, I've always loved power bombs as well. I think delivering one devastating power bomb and finding a way to make it my own. I always love doing the deadlift power bombs. I did that quite a bit with a lot of guys, you know. But just a regular power bomb, though, would be pretty much feel, especially now in today's age, could pretty much do to everybody. There's a few guys, though, that would be really difficult based off the way they're built and how big they are. But I've power bombed some big guys before. Tyler with the super chat wanted to say, I love Bianca Belair. LOL. Peace out. All right, buddy. Yeah, I think she's very talented and she has a great look. And I just, her with the hair and twirling it when she comes out, I could see the appeal with her from kids to adults. Beautiful woman, right? So that is, and she goes out there. She's strong. She's really, really a very strong female wrestler and can do like cool power moves. And yeah, I think that she's absolutely money. That if I had a wrestling promotion, she would be used very favorably in it. No doubt. If you were back, if you were in WCW, would you join the black and white NWO or Wolfpack? Which would you choose? I don't know why these questions make me laugh. Based off my relationship with Kevin Nash and get along really, really well with Kevin Nash, and always was a huge growing up of him and Scott Hall, I would have been red and black, brother. I would have turned on Hogan in a heartbeat and joined the red and black. let me see here. Would I do a video on my protein intake? What I eat to get all my protein. Yeah, maybe that video would not do well on YouTube because my channel is restricted over here heavily. Nothing's getting views, especially when you look at all the past views on what they did. And I've even tried to pay for advertisements and they won't let me to get my videos seen, which tells you how shady everything actually truly is. But TikTok, that might outside of, I think TikTok that could do decent. Maybe I'll do something sometime on all of that. We'll see. I've talked about it on here relentlessly when on the different times on eating things and what you could do. You just find the foods that you like. It takes work on your end. You just learn the foods and then you have a diverse diet. If you need 200 grams of protein a day, you do four meals of 50 grams of protein, or break your meals into how many ever meals you eat a day and you do it. That's all that it comes down to at the end of the day. Would you go wrestle in New Japan? I have nothing against anything. I think all that is great. I've talked to you guys about it before. I can't. I run my business. I do everything, and I take care of Sophie and little guy. And with Sophie's with her situation, I like being home. I'm in control of my life. I don't need to ever go. I never liked going to other countries to wrestle and being away from home. I did it because it was part of the job. I don't have to do that anymore. And I want it, I don't like long plane rides in the sense of like, I'm not a fan of like, I fly all the time. I have like no fear of flying per se, but if I had my choice to never fly ever again, I never would. I like being in control. I have so much more control of my life through the decisions I made and investments in my business and things and getting my health back where I didn't enjoy the way, I didn't like being all the way in another country and gone for weeks at a time and missing out on things. Not worth it. Why would I do that when I could, if I wanted to, I could just, if I was gonna, once everything's done, I could just wrestle here in Vegas if I wanted. Who's to say I don't do that? I don't know. And just put a video on YouTube once a month and be happy. That to me is the most important thing in life. Thank you for the super sticker, Jonathan Gill. I would definitely the 10 count creatine and the finish at BCAAs. If you could afford to get both, I would get both, my man. Nothing on Feed Me More Nutrition will do you wrong. Adam, I think you've suffered more from the exertion headache. You literally just asked me that last show and I answered. I think you may have also gotten a concussion, my man. Thank you. I get it. Always makes me laugh. I saw that actually there was a comment from the other show the other day from somebody. They go, "You know what? I tuned into your show to see what a dumpster fire clown you've become." And I got to say, I was surprised to find a well-spoken, intelligent guy that actually gave good advice and good investment advice or something along the lines of that. I'm just thinking like, cool, whatever. Like, I'm not going to, you know, but like, his whole purpose of looking for my channel and watching my live show or my show was to see what a dumpster fire clown I'd become. And I'm like, man, one, what's going on in your life to where you would even like, that's what you would think with that. And like, but that's the, unfortunately, dependent on what people consume and what people like, it's crazy. The things that go through people's heads. But I go, why? I've never once in my life been like, man, I want to go see how bad that guy is doing. I don't even understand that thought process with that, but like, I just, that's the kind of stuff I look at that and I just boom, like keep going. I'm not in, and he's giving me a compliment, but he's also, but like, I couldn't, he was like, I was tuning in to see what a dumpster fire of a clown you'd become. Well, sorry that we didn't deliver on that, but it's like, it is, man. You guys gotta be, that's why I said you got to be careful what you consume. There's a lot of bad people out there trying to make money in a very bad way. And they're dishonest and they put out things. And, you know, unfortunately, there's been negative stuff on there's negative stuff on anybody who's famous or in the public eye at any period of time. But the fact I go that they've continued to do so while I've been off of TV, that's actually a really good sign, believe it or not. But unless you take the time, take the time to get to know somebody. And, because another thing that happens is if you read these negative and hateful things and like, but you eventually though, you tune in with a negative vibe. You're like, if you think like you look for like bad things, it's crazy how that works and the purpose of why they do it. But just continue to be myself, be yourselves. And like I said, the hate is going to come no matter what direction we go in life. Michael Morante, thank you for the super chat. What's your favorite cardio workout to get you in monster shape? I think the Stairmaster, man, is one of the best forms of cardio that we could do. That really, typically, I'm going to just break cardio down for you. The harder the cardio is, the better it is for you. So if you ever go into a gym, you ever notice how the Stairmasters typically, and there's ways that you could use a Stairmaster. People that do it really slow, that don't count. That is like the people that have it on like level one or two, unless you're just like retraining how to like walk upstairs, like after an injury or something. So I'm not hating on it, but I'm saying that there's levels to all of this also. But the Stairmasters are typically one of the cardio machines that nobody's on. You want to know another one that a lot of people aren't on? The assault runners. The assault runners where you got to run on those things and they go based off how hard you go for sprints. Those are usually empty. You know why? Because sprinting blows you up and is really difficult. Cardio that increases your heart rate. And again, you got to be healthy. You got to be able to do this stuff like that will burn and elevate your metabolism for a longer period of time. Now, that said, you could go do the elliptical. I do the elliptical still to burn calories. It's easy on my joints. I'll add that into my hard conditioning days on certain days where I'm just trying to burn calories. And it's strictly with that. And there's health benefits to it as well with it. The harder you can go, high intensity in interval training, jumping rope, burpees, right? You're going to elevate your metabolism, you know. So if you're going to say, if I walk on a treadmill for 10 minutes or I do burpees for 10 minutes, what is going to be better? Now, if you considering those two things in the same time period and you're healthy enough to do burpees, you are going to burn far more calories and you are going to burn yourself out in that 10 minutes and your metabolism is going to be far elevated than doing the treadmill. Now, if you're doing sprints for 10 minutes intervals, that's very comparable with that, right? But now maybe to burn that amount of calories, you might have to walk on the treadmill for an hour or for 45 minutes to get the amount of calories that you would burn doing the burpees. But even then, if you could do high intensity interval training, your metabolism stays elevated for longer throughout the day than doing low intensity cardio. But it all's dependent on your health and what you're allowed to do. And what you, some people's knees hurt. We're doing the Stairmasters, not possible. But you could do the elliptical and you could go really hard still and do high intensity interval training where you go all out for 20, 30 seconds and then go easy for 30 seconds or a minute, right? There's ways that you can take even the most easy basic forms of cardio and make it and increase the intensity on that. But if you told me, like, I've got to do two things to be in wrestling shape, I'm going to go three because I think they're both all equally as important. Stairmaster, assault runner, or treadmill for sprints and burpees. Those three things, you could not miss a beat because you could like I know the conditioning that I did when I was wrestling, and I know where my levels are at now, and it's better than even when I wrestled. And that conditioning, like I would know if I could do 100 burpees in 10 minutes that I was in wrestling shape and wouldn't get blown up and could wrestle as long as I needed to. And that was because you have breaks in wrestling and you could, but if I could do 100 burpees in under 10 minutes, that's always the gold standard for me to being in wrestling shape. Obviously, and I want that time as low as possible, the better of shape I'm in. But if I could do it 10 minutes, I could get through any type of wrestling match. Assault bike, another great one. I have that. Very beneficial. If I had to do four, that's going to be number four. And I like the assault bike because it's easy on the joints for that. Thank you, Crested Sagard, for the super chat. What was your favorite match that you wrestled in? I don't know. I enjoyed all my wrestling matches for the most part. I think it's really difficult to narrow things down like that. Like, what was your favorite? Like, I've talked about like that first Hell in a Cell match is the one I say just from like being my first true main event on pay-per-view is special, right? With that, but I don't know if that was like I don't know. I just say that because that was like it was my first main event and going out there and we hit a home run and executed everything perfectly. But I enjoyed, man. I love so many live event matches were so much fun and great crowds and great energy. And, you know, I remember being in England and on tours main eventing and just the blowing the roof off the place. That is a feeling that I'm so grateful I got to experience with all the great people and fans that were part of that. So like that kind of stuff is tends to like, I have good memories of all that, you know? Do I like watching soccer? I played soccer all growing up, but I've not watched soccer. I've not watched it since I stopped playing as a kid. If I'm answering you honestly, as I always do. AKs, thank you for the super chat. Hi, sir. Why you blocked my Instagram account? Sad face. I don't know what your Instagram account is, buddy. Accounts get blocked all the time. I don't even think twice about it. I'm not worried. Like if it could be for a multitude of reasons. People that leave negative comments or comments that I perceive to be hateful that if I see it, that I think are contributing to just not, they're not in a good headspace that they feel the need to kind of spread hate. And, you know, people are allowed to have their opinions and people are allowed to hate. I have no problem, but you're also allowed to get blocked and people are allowed to not allow that into their environment. But I always encourage free speech. I also encourage to try to keep a positive headspace and mindset with things that you do in life. And then if you feel the need to go spread hate to people and whoever the people that do this constantly and wasting time and trying to argue online, that's not the kind of individual that I want around me in my life. You see what I'm saying with that? But I block people for just sending me messages. If they like people try to keep sharing stuff and they don't stop like reels or like trying to send me like memes and I clearly don't they go to my junk email, I'll just stop and I do a mass block, block, block. Like now, I don't have to deal with people. Like, I don't, you know, I just keep going, man. I don't worry. I don't use block as like, I don't hate you. I don't know you. I just protect my energy and my environment as much as possible. What's the best way to use creatine? The loading phase is always recommended. You can do that. You don't have to. You could simply just do the one serving per day, but it is, if you can load the week loading period, the 5 to 7 days, it could be very beneficial, especially if you've never taken creatine. You definitely will notice a quicker uptick in your strength. Lunges, Michael Moranti, thank you for the super chat. Lunges with the dumbbells or bar behind your head doing them. What's your opinion on getting the most out of them? I think both are great. I've done both ways. I think the weight on your back with a barbell is always going to, it's more directly over you. I feel like that is, I like the way I like those. And you're also then not having to hold weight. I do the dumbbell ones periodically. I'll throw those in at the end of a leg workout occasionally. Also weighted step ups. I love weighted step ups. With one leg where you step up to a platform with one leg over and back and forth. I really, really like those too, especially at the end of a workout, even with no weight. It's a great, great high rep exercise too. Lunges, it's a feel thing. I think for people, it's finding your comfort zone on how far you don't want to overextend yourself out on that. You want to take just proper steps, and that's dependent on your body frame and also your flexibility and how well you move. I think it's really good to do those things without weight and get your form really, really down, if you will, in that step space that you are taking. I don't know the correct way. They kind of, I think with any movement that you do though, in the concentrating on the movement and in the squeezing of the leg muscles, you can always make things more difficult with the intensity that you put into the exercise, you know, as you're doing it in focusing on when you're stepping out with your quad. And there's just different parts where you could squeeze your glutes too, coming up on like contracting the muscles that you're working and really being in the moment and focusing on what you're training. That those kind of things like that help increase the intensity of a workout and get the most out of every rep. Right. Sometimes we can go through the motions. We're just trying to get to the, oh, I got to do 12 reps. And you try to hurry it up. I've done this. And I go, what am I doing? Like, why am I, you're doing it. You want each rep to be your best rep. That's the best advice I can give on weight training. If you do that, if you have that intensity and focus on each rep is going to be my best rep. And I'm going to feel this all the way down and come doing a curl. I'm going to contract and I'm going to release and I'm going to feel this. I'm going to hold it for a second or two at the top. If you have that kind of focus when you're going in with weight training, I'm telling you, you're going to have kick-ass workouts time and time again with it. Not always easy to do. Not always easy to do, but that's the name of the game. And so that you take that focus on the each lunge. And you don't try to hurry through the moment. You try to do each rep as efficiently as possible and feel good about your workout afterwards, right? I think that's such an important thing on having how we feel. Like I've done this before where sometimes when I was younger too, I would do too much and I always wanted more, never was satisfied with my workout. And then when I finally started learning about different programs and cutting down my sets and going all out, you know, rather than doing 40 sets, I could do 9 all out sets. And have a much, much better workout and feel good about what I did and make great progress with that. Whereas before, if you don't have that mindset that you just never enough, it's like that mentality can affect your gains too. Cause like it's kind of a negative mindset. So, but each rep is your best rep. It's not always going to be the case, but if you can keep that in your mind, that each you're going to try to make each rep your best rep. You will find success with that. Yep, yep, yep. What it do? We got some Skip Sheffield fans in the house. Yep, yep, yep. What it do? Shoot. My name is Skip Sheffield. I'm from College Station, Texas. I'm a corn-fed meathead. Hustle with muscle. Yep, yep, yep. Choose your moms, choose Jith. Easy moms, choose Skippy, if you know what I mean. Again, guys, my stuff with wrestling, it's a broken record here. Nothing is happening until the legal stuff is over with WWE. From there, we will see. Thank you for subscribing to Ryback TV. If I returned to WWE, Ryback would be the new Braun Strowman, or I would just be the Ryback that I was Ryback before Braun Strowman. And I love Braun. I'm Ryback, the most followed pro wrestler on TikTok, behind The Rock, the most electrifying man in sports and entertainment. I am the most polarizing man on social media. And so, yeah, I think it's okay to say I'm Ryback. Known worldwide, I'm Ryback. I don't have to be anybody else. Do you think you could do a whole podcast as Skip Sheffield? Absolutely. No doubt that what I would do is I would put the vest and the cowboy hat and the chain on. I would be able to easily, I could do an hour of Skip Sheffield answering your questions and talking in character as Skip Sheffield. That actually might be pretty fun to do at some point in time. And I think I still have my Choosy Moms Choose Jif, Easy Moms Choose Skippy, Yep, 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 What It Do t-shirt. Very possible. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. I don't want the Skip Sheffield show. It'll be a yearly special we only do once a year. Let me know in the comments if you'd be interested in seeing a Skip Sheffield show. Skip Sheffield, though, I'm going to warn you, Skip Sheffield, he only answers Super Chats. He doesn't acknowledge anything other than Super Chats. I like that it's time to return. We miss you. I thank you for missing me, but I will never, ever, ever, ever return in something by hearing something like that and throw away my health with that, because you're missing me does not pay my bills and take care of my pain. And I love you guys. That is a thing that once I'm ready to the decision, that is a perk of, man, that's really cool that people that miss me and very grateful for that. Every decision I make, though, I think that is a cliche thing that certain people will think, like, man, the fans miss me, so I decided to come back. Brother, that's not why anyone ever decides to go back. It could be a contributing factor into going back, one of the perks. But there's always a reason. And it for personal goals, financially, and there's nothing wrong with any of these, by the way. And then that could be also, yeah, and the people that I performed in front of, and that having that relationship, that then that is one of the perks of that as well. But if anyone's saying, I'm just going back for the fans, like that is, well, what about that contract you signed? What did that have to do with it? The monetary amount, that, you know what I mean? But a lot of people are afraid just, no, I'm going back because I want the money. And, well, another cool part of it also is I love doing it, and I've got this great fan base I get to perform in front of again and have a relationship with on TV as well. That, you know what I mean? I just wish people would just be honest about that. But, like, for me to say, like, I'm gonna put my health in jeopardy early for the sake of so that you feel good, I'd be lying to you. I'd be lying to you. And I think it's BS. Please answer this. How does the wins and losses work in WWE? You spammed the chat and you left that, but I'm going to go ahead and answer your question. The way that they do that is, oops, you've been shell-shocked and blocked out of Ryback, Phil. Can't hear the answer. Don't spam the chat, guys. With that, we're going to go ahead. We're going to wrap up today's show, guys. I've got to get some stuff done and enjoy the rest of this great fast that I'm doing into the night tonight, and take the dogs out and go get some Starbucks. Not my decaf. Go get my regular for the day. And decaf is never as good as regular. I don't know why. I think that my body knows it doesn't have the caffeine, or very minimal at least with that. But hope you guys have a great weekend, great Saturday. Please check out my Feed Me More Nutrition over on feedmemore.com. You got all the merch. We've got the protein shake shirt I'm wearing right here. We've got all kinds of different merch up there. Hungry merch, Feed Me More merch, Ryback merch. So check that all out. And you can save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20, RYBACKSHOW20 over at feedmemore.com. Thank you guys very, very much. As always, have a great one. And until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more.
Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications. For the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch, visit feedmemore.com.